Are you ladies okay? Item number 17, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jerry Hare, Director of Audits, and with me is Doug Jenkins, Deputy Director of Audits. The report you have before you today is our compensation study, and Mr. Jenkins has prepared a briefing if you'd like, or we could just answer a question, whichever is your preference.
We haven't heard it, so if you want to give us a briefing, I think
Sure, you bet. The adopted 2011 budget included a directive for the department to conduct an independent compensation study comparing Milwaukee County total compensation with that of area, both the public and private sectors. What we did was contracted with the firm of Baker Tilly, Virchow Krause to do the method of create the methodology and do the data analysis to help keep costs down. Department of Audit staff collected the actual data. And for verification purposes, we contracted with a firm of Coleman and Williams that both validated the methodology selected and also did a verification on all the data collected. And I won't go into great detail, but I'll give you the quick highlights of the report. And if you haven't looked it over, I encourage you to look at it because they have some great visuals that really get to the essence of the information that's in the report, very easy to understand. Overall, as far as total compensation is concerned, that includes both salary and benefits. Compared to those three comparatives, as I said, City of Milwaukee, State of Wisconsin, and local area businesses, Milwaukee County was second highest, second to the state, that is, in total compensation for the higher paid positions. And looking at the lower paid positions, it was lowest in total compensation. And when I say make that distinction between lower and higher, Baker Tilly took the median salary of about $47,000, half the county workforce making over that, half making less, and that's the distinction between the lower and the higher. From a salary perspective, strictly salary, the pay ranges of the county and the city tend to be the narrowest of the group. And when looking at the lower pay category, the county generally offers lower salary ranges from the other entities, which we mentioned. When looking at the higher pay categories, county often starts with the most generous entry-level salaries, but the salary range at the both the midpoint and the maximums tend to be average or slightly lower. So the top end is on the lower end of the scale. And looking just at benefits, the county's benefits package, in sum, is the lowest of the public sector entities, but is consistently more generous than the private sector. And within that, looking under the hood on that, the county offers the highest amount of possible leave hours per year among the public sector, but the lowest amount of total time off or sick leave. Within the public sector, we also did a look, and we saw that the county and this is for 2011 plan years, the county had the highest out-of-pocket costs relative to the health care expense. Now, this is a dynamic environment that we're in. I know the county's health care plan has changed drastically, even more out-of-pockets. The city has made major changes, so that's all kind of a fluid situation, but this was all for 2011 data. So as we go forward at the December cycle, Finance and Audit Committee, there was a request from Supervisor DeBruin that the Human Resources Department take a look at this report, look at the information in here, and come back with a written report about mid-year on developing a strategy for how the county is going to go forward to attract and retain quality employees. And I know Ms. Mitchell has embraced that and intends to comply.
Just a few other things, Mr. Chairman, if I could. I want to reiterate that this was a sample, and we looked at the general county employee benefits package. We felt it was important to include the infamous matrix. It's page 2 of the document you have, because that matrix shows there are clearly people who have been here for a much longer period of time than the average employee who have a much more, shall we say, generous compensation package when you factor in things like the bonus situation, the pension, and other benefits that we've gradually taken away from new hires. I also want to reiterate Mr. Jenkins' comment about this being data that is 11 data. We wanted this in your hands so you could make some decisions about the 12 budget. I think it was supportive of the decisions you made, but clearly after that, the world has changed, and we need to keep it fresh so that you can continue to make good data-driven decisions. I think Ms. Mitchell gets it. I think in my conversations with her that she's got a commitment to keeping good information about compensation that can help you make good decisions about compensation, and we look forward to working with her to help you do that.
Thank you. Questions or comments by the committee?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes. Just to add to Mr. Heer's comments, I'm very eager to hire a compensation manager, which was approved in the 2012 budget, to work together with myself and his team in developing greater strategy around how we look at compensation across the county, not just a one-time analysis, but an ongoing new design that is effective and fair and takes into account EEO information and all the other pieces that we need to be effective. So I'm looking forward to that very much.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.